Hey, well, today I daf nun dalet, and we were right in the middle of the sugya as to the halacha of birchat ha'or and the havdalah of Yom Kippurim. The Mishnah began with this discussing whether we light candles for Yom Kippur, obviously Erev Yom Kippur, the equivalent of the Shabbat candle. And it turns out that there's different minhagim, and we ran into a little bit of a question about what would happen if it comes out on Shabbat, whether then it would be docha the minhag of not lighting, and because of the Shabbat we would light. It turns out there was a machloket there, which apparently is based on the question of whether the dinim of the hadlakat haner is because of a din of kavod, in which case we can't be docha the kavod of Shabbat for the minhag, or whether it's because of a din of oneg, in which case the oneg wouldn't apply in the din of Yom Kippur. Then we got into this shaila of, because we were trying to bring Orion, it turned out that somebody had twisted the understanding of what had been said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We ended up discussing what the din is of making a bracha on the mayor of Yom Kippurim, if there was, if you light a candle, well, if you have a candle, let's say Yom Kippur. So it turned out that apparently Rabbi Yochanan held that you don't make such a bracha, because Ula was very upset that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, what he thought was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's claim, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't make a bracha, actually. And it turns out that he held that you would make a bracha, but we'll now see that it depends really on the circumstances. We're up to, I think, the second line, right?
Yes, the third line.
Oh, no, yeah, right. Rabbi Yama Bar Yefet, let's just go over the Rabbi Yama Bar Yefet, Amar Yechon Mevorchim ala Or, Bein Bematzai Shabbat, Bein Yama Kippuri, Bechein Amad Devar. So it turns out that we have a statement according to which Rabbi Yochanan argues on what Shmuel said, that you're not Mevorch on an Or Bematzai Yama Kippuri. And yet, Meitvei Ein Mevorchim ala Or, Ela Bematzai Shabbat, Tov V'tchilat Riyatohu, V'kivan Shroev Avar Miyad. So here we have a machloket between a Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, the statement that everybody seems to agree to is that a Birchat Or is only made on Matzei Shabbat, not on Matzei Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's when the Or was created. The Kivan Shiroyev and Varav Miyat. But the statement of the Tanakhama is, don't wait for Havdalah, but rather as soon as you see the first light that someone lit on Matzei Shabbos, make a bracha then. You don't sit, wait till you bring it to the house. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, Sodran Alakos, it's preferred to make the Birchat Or as part of your Havdalah, as we do. And here's the part that bothers us, and Rabbi Yochanan came along and passed him like Rabbi Yehuda, which is all very nice as far as making Havdalah Matzei Shabbos with the candle, but meanwhile it implies that Rabbi Yochanan indeed does agree with the statement that we had originally thought, namely that you don't make Havdalah Matzei Yom Kippur Mala Or. How do we explain the contradiction? Does Rabbi Yochanan hold Gur Mavarech Ala Or on Yom Kippurim or not? Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha. We haven't yet defined what that bracha would be. Kan Bu'ur Sheshavat, Kan Bu'ur Ayotzei Min Ayetzim Min Avanim. There are two different brachas, remember. One bracha is the bracha that we make on the Briyat HaOr, which was Mitzvah Yom HaShabbat HaRishon, Adam HaRishon made a fire. That fire is what we're mevorech on the Chiddush of the Ur. But the bracha that we're making on Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, obviously, would be rather silly to make that bracha, just because it reminds you of Shabbat. There was no commemoration of an event in Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, but it's not the time. Yeah, we're going to make a bracha. Obviously, there's some relationship all the way through here. Yeah? Not to mention that the Mizmah Shir Yom HaShabbat is the Mizmah on Shuvah, that he was forgiven. A lot of fundamental interconnections, clearly. But in any event, the bracha that we make in Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim on the Ur couldn't be for the Briyat Ur, and it could only be as part of the Havdalah. So how are you mavdil? What is there about the Ur that makes it moved out? The difference would be that if I had a fire that was burning, a candle that was burning, which during Yom HaKippurim I was unable to use, now suddenly on Matzah Yom HaKippurim I can use. The contrast between the Isser of using the fire and the now the using of the fire at the Shat Havdalah would itself indicate the Havdalah. There would be a way of being mavarech on the change between Yom HaKippurim and Chol, in which case you can make a bracha, which is the same bracha, but with a completely different meaning. So the borei meorei ha'esh in terms of my ability now to be nene from the esh, and because now we begin whole time again. That's when Rabbi Yochanan said you could. But if you want to take a match and light a fire, light your Havdalah candle, then you cannot, because there's no basis to making a bracha on Matzei Yom HaKippurim on fire stuff. So kan gur hayotzei min ha'etzim min ha'avanim. And indeed, toni choda gur hayotzei min ha'etzim min ha'avanim mevorchim alav. One brayta says that you can make a birkat ha'ur on something that you just lit from a bench. Whereas the other brayta says, no, you cannot make avdola on a candle lit by a match. Indeed, when it comes to Motzei Shabbat, we don't care of the origin of that fire. When it comes to Yom HaKippurim, we are mevorech specifically on the Or Shabbat. Now, Rebbe Nifazran, Rebbe used to make the various brachot that would nogea the avdola, such as the besamim and the ner. He would spread them out. As soon as somebody had some besamim, he would make the brachot on besamim before he got home. If he saw a fire, he would make the bari mari ha'esh. And so he wasn't koveya them on Havdalah. Whereas Rabbi Chiya Mechansan, Rabbi Chiya would bring them all together to the Shat Havdalah. Om Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbadimi, Afa Pisha Rebbe Mifazran. Look, it's true that Rebbe, in fact, would say these brachot separately. But when he got home, and all the kids were waiting for Havdalah, obviously he needed to be Mavarach for them. So Chozer V'Sodran on the coast. Nonetheless, he would make the brachas part of the Havdalah in order to be motzi the children in the house. Yes, we see that it does. That he would, even though he made a bracha on besamim, he would once again smoke besamim in his house. Because there's a kvias on the moment of the time in which you feel the tsar of the Yetzias HaShabbos. They were koveya to have besamim. Can't hear you.
We can also do that.
We can also do that.
Yeah. Is he saying that he's Yotze Havdalah by all of those separate ones, or he's just made those separate brachas because they were there in front of him?
How can you be Yotze Havdalah? What does that mean? Brachah of Havdalah is called a Mavdalah Kodesh Rokhoi. It's completely unrelated to the Borei Mari HaEish or anything else. It's irrelevant.
We're eating the Havdalah to eat during the week. That Havdalah makes...
has nothing to do with fire.
No,
if you don't have fire at the summit, you make Havdalah. You forget it. It's not connected in any way. Ask the Gemara, Bu'ur b'motzei Shabbat Ivri? You're telling me that the flames were first brought into existence on Motzei Shabbat, Vatanya, Asarat Varim Nivru Be'erev Shabbat Ben Hashmashot. I mean, the question over here is, of course, was it Nisan or was it Tishrei? I mean, did they need to turn on a tanur on that first Shabbat or not? You know, if Adam Rishon needed to light his fireplace, maybe that would be good. It takes a lot to get even a little smile on it. These are people that used to walk in with a big smile on their face. Stop taking me seriously. Vatanya, Asarat Varim Nivru Be'erev Shabbat Ben Hashmashot. Here it says that there were 10 things that were created Ben Hashmashot between the Friday and Shabbos, the Elohim. So this was the last point in Maaseh Bereishis in which things were created. So we have the Be'er. That's the Be'er of Miriam, which clearly was not a normal kind of stone. It used to walk around with you and give out water. Very strange kind of thing. Must have had its mikor in Maaseh Bereishis, because otherwise it would be a contradiction to nature. Then there was the Man, the Keshet, which was something that was clearly part of Bereishis, and nonetheless made Miyuchad for a purpose. The Ktav, which is the letters that we have, the Mikhtav. Rashi brings two Lashonos in his, but he doesn't really like distinguishing between Ktav and Mikhtav in terms of the theoretical names of the letters, and the Mikhtav being the shape of the letters. And so ends up coming around to the Ktav being the actual shape of the letters, and the Mikhtav, or perhaps Machtev, being a pen, the chiseling. That which is stylus that could chisel out those letters. The Luchot, the Kivrei Shel Meisha, because obviously that too was something that was not exactly normally part of Maaseh Bereishis. Yeah, first of all, it was outside of normal space, and then how did he, it was a Kivrei himself. Wherever you would go, it would have a relatively different position, as the Gemara says. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. If you learn Rashi's first Kratz, the Mikhtav is the Tzurat Ha'ot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu's Kfura was not in our space. It was in some... So some learn that what it's referring to specifically is the Ktav on the Luchot, which went through the Luchot, and therefore was the Nesa Yaomid. Okay, but others learn that it means simply the Tzuras Os, which would be the Tzuras of all the Osiot, or it could be the first pen.
Yeah.
What is the problem with Kivur Shel Moshe?
The
Kivur Shel Moshe, the Gemara says, was not part of three-dimensional space. It existed in four dimensions. So where you went to one location, it would switch places. You could never find it. The Romans sent an expedition. They had some people on top, some people on the bottom. Each one started in a relatively different place.
What about the Batcave?
The Batcave. Yeah. The Batcave. Yeah. According to which gear, sir? Or if that's right, Alright, and the Ma'ara Shamad Bo Moshe Ve'Eliyahu, that special cave in which there was a Gilui Hashchina, but they were protected. Ptichat Pi Ha'aton for Korach, Uptichat Pi Ha'aretz, for Bilam, Uptichat Pi Ha'aretz for Korach, Livloa et Harashaim. And here's our problem, otherwise we would have brought the Mishnah and Avot instead of bringing the Braita, that Afa'ur v'haperet, the first fire, and also the first mule, because as Rashi says, look, there's got to be some basis for the genetic interaction between the horse and the donkey in Maisa Bereishis, otherwise how could you have a mule later? So which means that there had to have been at least some type of primordial mule. So that was Ben Hashvashot. Rabbi Yoshe Yomer, Mishum Aviv, Afa Ayel, Vashamir. The Elo Shel Yitzchak was also Miyuchat from Sheshes Mibereshes. And the Shamir that was used for the Beit HaMikdash and for cutting the stones in this week's Parsha was also something that was unusual, even though the National Geographic claims to have found it. But
these guys have used it.
Yeah, that would be a big help. Yeah. Maybe you could get some of the temple people to come on over.
Well, that's actually like the island. What is that? What do they think they found?
The National Geographic found the shaman. They found the smell that he's the stone.
The stuff that gives off.
No, apparently it actually eats this food. And for many, many decades, there was an anomaly in the Negev that nobody understood, which was smooth gruel. He said, we're going to do all kinds of explanations. Until they finally found that there's a smell that actually cuts through these stones. I once actually saw an Ayel Nechaz B'Svat.
What?
It was an amazing thing. I was driving along on a tiny road in Ireland, and just going up the side of a mountain, and there was an Ayel that couldn't get out of the way of the car because he had his carnine that were caught in a bush. It's amazing. I tried to get a picture, and as I got the camera, boom, he pulled out.
I put that article.
What, the National Geographic? Yeah, I mean, the fact that there is such a thing is amazing. Somebody actually wrote in, brought the Gemara, said, you guys obviously found the Shamir. They printed the letter. Reb Yudah, Af Hatzvat. Look, if you think about it, says Reb Yudah, there had to have been the creation of the first pair of pliers. I mean, God certainly wouldn't have left the creation without a pair of pliers. It's like moving into a house without an electric grill. Because if you, he used to point out, Tzavta b'tzavta mit'avda. The only way to make a decent pair of pliers is to use a pair of pliers when you pull the metal out of the furnace. You have to forge it with and bend it. So how do you get your pair of pliers unless you have a pair of pliers to start with? So God certainly didn't overlook that little detail. So Memela, the Tzavtaka Maitam Anavit. So who made the first pair of pliers?
It's the chicken and the egg.
That's right. Exactly. Harlai, Birya B'nei Shemayim. Clearly, it must have been created as part of creation. Omarlai, so they told him, come on. I mean, Efshe Yasin a Bitfus. Couldn't you make a pair of pliers by actually making a mold in which you would pour the metal into the mold, and then Yasin came down? You could make it straight out the way in the shape it's supposed to be. Harlai, that first pair of pliers was a human invention. They don't call us the tool-using primate for nothing. Okay, anyway, so how do you explain the fact that the Mishnah is saying over here, the Braita, as we brought it, is saying that Ur was created, Ben HaShemashot, and Erev Shabbat, and you were saying that the reason we make Havdalah is because Ur was created on Matzai Shabbat? No, that's not a problem. Haba Ur Didan and Haba Ur Digeinon. The one that was created on Erev Shabbat, that was a little bit more powerful, that fire. That was hellfire. But regular fire, that was made by Adam HaMotzei Shabbat. Ur Didan B'Motzei Shabbat, and Ur DeGihinam was Be'erev Shabbat. Ur DeGihinam Be'erev Shabbat Ivri. V'atani Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shinivra Olam. There were some things that were so important, they had to be there before anything else got there. And what are those seven things? Torah, Teshuvah, Gan Eden, Gehinam. Huh, that is Gehinam that was created before the world. Then it must be that that the Ur referred to on Erev Shabbat is our Ur. And now we're back with trouble. Kisei HaKavod, Beit HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. How do we know these? Torah Dichtiv Hashem Kanani Reshit Darko. Teshuvah Dichtiv Terem Harim Yuladim. How do we know what that's referring to? Because it's a continuation. So that's Beterem Harim Yuladu. So before creation, at least before the creation of the mountain, was Tshuva. Gan Eden, it says, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Ve'eden Mikeden. Gehenom, Dechtiv Kiorov Me'etimot Tofta. We saw before that we call Gehenom Tofta because it's the place where seduction exacts its price. Tofta kol ha-mitvateh b'yitzro. Anybody who got fooled into looking through the eyes of his Yetzer ends up having corrective surgery. And that's called Tofta. Kisei HaKavod Beit HaMikdash. Dechtiv Kisei HaKavod Morom Me'rishon Mokom Mikdashenu. So obviously it was uplifted before Me'rishon. So it was there before the beginning of creation. Shmo Shel Mashiach Yehi Shemo Le'olam Lifnei. So obviously it came before Briyat Hashem. Anyway, so how do you explain that? So now you can't tell me that Gehinnom was made on Erev Shabbat. It was made before even the first part of Bereishis. One is referring to Chalala, Huda Nivra, Kodem Shnevra Olam. The place for Gehinnom, that was before Briyas Olam. But the Ur of Gehinnom, that came on Erev Shabbat. No, even that doesn't make sense. Ur di Dei Erev Shabbat, even. But Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer, Ur Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'sheni B'Shabbat, Ein Lo Kviya Lo Olam. So that it must have been a Briya of the second day. Shemar, V'yatzu Baruch Hu B'Pigrei HaAnashim HaPosh'im Bi, Kitolatam Lo Tamut, V'Yisham Lo Tichbet. And we see this from the fact that Kitov was left out. Amar Rabbi Minog Reid Rav Ulam Mipnei Ma Lo Ne'amar Kitov B'Sheni B'Shabbat Mipnei Shenivra Bo Ur Shel Gehinnom. Clearly, the whole idea of the second day was a disaster because the second day was the day for splitting things, dualism. So dualism comes from the second day, which is a nice place to have dualism after all. So because of that, the world basically goes to hell. That's where all the problems come from. Our own inability to think clearly, the machlokasim that lead to hell, that was kerach, and so on. And therefore the Ur must have been on the second day. What are you telling me now? We have two stages of Gehinnom, the Chalal, the Ur, but they both took place before Erev Shabbat. So you still don't have an explanation to why it says on Erev Shabbat, and we make the bracha on Motzei Shabbat. So we got a problem here. Answers the Gemara, what we'll have to say is, left out this piece before the Torah. V'amar Rebbe Elazar, Hafa pi shelo ne'amar bo ki tov, chazar v'chalalo b'shishi, shenemar v'yar Elohim es kol asher asa v'nei tov ma'od. So the tov ma'od includes Gehinnom, the same way that the tov ma'od we darshan is the Yetzer Hara. So okay, the two go together. But what are you going to explain now about the Ur? Ela chalala indeed was kodem shenivra olam. That's as we said was one of the Atzar Dvar. The Ur Didei was indeed a product of the Havdolah that was created. What a coincidence! Havdolah, something to do with making a bracha on Ur, was on the second day of Shabbos. And the Ur Didan b'machshava alali baroder of Shabbat v'lo nivra on Motzei Shabbat. Now, when it says over here was nivra, it must mean that the conceptualization was nivra. The actualization was in the hands of Adam to make Motzei Shabbat. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Mer Shnei Dvarim. Halu b'machshava libarot b'erev Shabbat, v'lo nivra ad Motzei Shabbat. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Motzei Shabbat? It's already after my separation. It's not a problem. For Motzei Shabbat, natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu de'a b'adam harishon. And there were two things that he achieved. One was, he discovered that flint creates fire. And he discovered how to make donkeys. Mules. No, the pered was not a product from Maaseh Bereishis. The pered appeared to be me'ana, as we know, Shenemar, hu ana, asher matzat hayemim bamidbar. So this was this guy, Ana, who was one of the Bnei Tzivon, it says, Hayav Ana. And we identify him as the man who figured out how to make mules. So, and indeed, Hadoshei Chamurot hayu omrim, people who like to find connections between things, used to point out that Ana was a pasul. And l'ficha chayvim pasul olam. He himself was a mamzer. Chamurot. You like that, huh? And so what did they darsh it? That Anna was himself a manzer. And that's why he went ahead and he brought out crossbreeds. Shinema Ela, look, I mean, in the genealogy of Anna, there seems to be a bit of confusion. Because on the one hand, it says Ela b'nei Seir HaChori, and here he comes out to be Lotan, Shoval, Tzivon, and Anna. So Anna now is a brother of Tzivon. But the other thing is, it says Ela b'nei Tzivon, Ayav Anna. Now, is he a brother of Tzivon, or is he a son of Tzivon? There's only one solution. He's both. Melamed Shabbat Tzivon Alimo, v'olid mimen Anna. So this Anna, anyway, was a mamzer. So therefore, he was turned towards mamzerut. V'dilma Tzrei Anna, how do you know that there weren't two Anas? Is that an easier solution? Omar Rava, oh man, I got the answer to this. Let me tell you. Amina Milsa, the Shvor Malka, I say a chat over here that even the Shvor Malka was a Persian king they used to call the Godol Ador. They would call him, especially if it was Shmuel. We'll see, there's different Lashayas. But Shmuel was a great bucky in Dinim. They call him Shvor Malka, like he's the king, basically. As if when he gives a psak, you can rely on it like a Gzeres HaMelech. So during their day, Shvor Malka was the current Persian ruler. So what he was saying is, I said a pshat that I'm telling you nobody ever said. Umanim referred to Shmuel when I say Shvor Malka. Some say, actually, it wasn't Rova, it was Repapa who said this. Repapa said, Amina Milsa to Shvor Malka lo Amra. He was referring to Rova in his days. Omar Kro, who Ana? Why does it say, who Ana Asher Matzah Taimi? Because it's referring to the same Ana. Who Ana, the Mikara, the same Ana that supposedly was a brother to Tzivon, B'nai Seir, is actually the same Ana who was a ben to Tzivon and was Matzah Taimi. And that's why it puts it together. Being as he's a ben Tzivon, so he's obviously a mamzer. Therefore, he went ahead to be Matzah Taimi. Anyway, that was the end of the Dorshei Chamurais. And now we're back to the Tanarava. Asura Devarim Nivru Berev Shabbat Ben Hashemashot Ve'elohim Be'er Uman וקשת הכתב, המכתב, הלוחות, קברו של משה, מערה שמעת בה משה וליהו, פתיחת פי האתון ופתיחת פי הארץ לבלועת הרשעים, ויש אומרים אף מקלו של אהרון, שקדיה ופרחיה, ויש אומרים אף המזיקים, ויש אומרים אף בגדו של אדם הראשון. By the way, just you should know that the Rambam and the Meiri, I mean in different approaches, but both point out that all of this list is actually subsumed in the general idea that there has to be a place in Maaseh Bereishis for any apparent violation, and that therefore these are only examples. They must be only examples because we always find that there's a we darshan it vayoshel hayam le'etano after the nes of Kriyas Yamsu. So we darshan le'etano litnai shalom. Apparently there had been a condition in Maaseh Bereishis to allow statistical violations of what appears to be normal behavior. Right? So therefore, why are we singling out these strange Yonim, since anyway there would always be place for violations of Maaseh Bereishis. So the Meiri goes to a list in which he views these things as being central to Yisrael's history, and therefore it's sort of the getter bringing out that the included in Bereishis, Bishul Yisrael, and so on, were very special items that we should pay attention to. So the Rambam speaks out here that the reason that we don't see, he doesn't agree with it. He just says these are things that we don't see poshet how they fit into the other thing. But you could easily see, says the Rambam, that if you look through Maaseh Bereishis, then you can find an idea that incorporates that tonight later. So that if you have a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being now separating out the land from the water. So then that means there was an idea of splitting. That would include Kriyas Yamsov. I don't have to mention. These didn't have a place that were the favorite. That's how he understands it. These didn't have a place that you could immediately identify in Maaseh Bereishis. Where would that tonight be? Where's that Kayach in Bereishis? So therefore it talks about that Kayach, or maybe even the potential of that Kayach in terms of a conceptualization. Fine. Right, because otherwise, if you take a look, for instance, I mean, the parrot is a fascinating issue, the way the Rishonim are learning about. Because what we would normally say is that the Lamine Hem, which is said in Maaseh Bereishis, is definitive. And it normally is. That's why it's very strange. In other words, the concept of Lamine Hem usually expresses a speciation in terms of sterility, but sterility in terms of not being able to produce anything, not being able to produce something which is sterile. So the idea of speciation that still allows mating and doesn't completely include Lamine Hem would have had to be included in the idea of Lamine Hem. That's the point. We take these ideas very seriously because it's again a whole question of genetic experimentation, the idea of the world having discovered itself, Lamine Hem, and species other than the ones of which they were told Lamine Hem, so in botany and so on. I mean, this is seriously the Gehla Halacha. That idea that there had to have been a definition of the way a word is used in Bereishis to allow it to be manipulated post-Bereishis is a very fundamental idea. Afla halacha. So the yesh omim at bigdor shel adam harishon. in which that beggar, that was the magic beggar, was given over to Nimrod, Esau, and so on, that included the ability to hunt, in which all of the animals would basically stop in its presence. That was all included in the special Maisa Bereishis Ben Hashem Hashem.
Scholars that work at natural explanations for the Asara Makos, etc., how the secret dried up and all these things.
Yes.
Is there a basis for that?
Why not? I mean, it doesn't mean you have to go out and buy all of Velikovsky's books, but.
But this idea that it's time.
It's now 50 years. It's 50 years to Velikovsky.
50 years what?
To Emmanuel Velikovsky's books there. Okay. The anniversary, you know, war of collisions, world's collisions. Oh, yeah. Which the scientific response to was rather heated. That was a new source of energy.
There's discussions about is that okay? Was there a basis for saying it's the time for this natural phenomenon? Instead of the most miraculous wind.
That is miraculous.
That's what they want to time it.
No, who cares?
So, but because you're saying that the exceptions that come in the future are planned in advance.
The what?
The exceptions that come in the future are planned from the beginning.
Yeah, that's naive.
That's why Asimov calls them on you.
That is why Asimov calls.
That is it.
Uh-huh. The mule is meant to be the violate in Asimov's. Moshe for Klal Yisrael, and the idea of Reva Batzalaya Mode, Adim Makom Acher, has beautiful. He has a three-part series, must have the foundation. The foundation is a remnant to Klal Yisrael, and the way it is that somehow or other they always manage to come out, even though they have no resources there. So he has, in the middle, he has a mule, which is Moshe Baruch is pointing out very beautifully. The whole point of the mule was that it violated the psycho-history, because it wasn't mathematically planned for, it was a violation. It was a mutation. The mutation you obviously can't plan for statistically. Moshe Baruch is pointing out that has to be the chalik that was in my separations. Fine, very nice. Alright, Tana Rabbana. Shiva, very nice. Zadar, absolutely. Tana Rabbana. Shiva Dvarim Mechusim Mibnei Adam. The seven things that people are kept away from the knowledge. Trela in Yom HaMita, the day of an individual's death. The Yom HaNechama. Rashi learns. We've had this before. Rashi learns Yom HaNechama means an individual's Yom HaNechama. When is the point? Because you may feel there's light at the end of a tunnel, but you never have a sense of when you're going to get out of this. So the Yom HaNechama, when a person will find finally a Nechama from his worries, that's always seems to be hidden from a person.
This could happen more than once in a book.
It could be.
It's not like a...
It depends how you want to. It means literally the time that the IRS. Exactly. Death and taxes.
Coincidental.
For Omer Kadin, everybody makes a mistake on how much they're going to have to pay. Fortunately, people don't know what other people are thinking. Nobody knows where they're going to end up making money. If they did, the stock market would be a disaster. Umalchut Beit David Matay Takzor. Nobody knows when the moment is that Ben David's Malchus will be restored. And nobody can figure out when the Malchut Chayevet Matay Techale. When are we finally going to get rid of these Romans? Those Meshuggah and Frenchmen are still at it. Tanarabon. Shlosha Dvarim. Aluba Machshavali Barot. There are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind as being very important. And indeed they worked out. But if they hadn't, they sure should have. Imlo Alu Dinu Shialu. One was Alamechi Asriach. One was the decay of a body. That's all we needed, is for people to start preserving totems. God, help us. So fortunately, there's no choice but to bury a mate. The Alamechi Shtakeach Min Halev. And that people should be able to forget their losses and move on. The Alatfuah Shetirakev. And on Tfuah, that if it isn't sold, it's going to rot. Because can you imagine Tfuah cartels that would have the ability to keep the Tfuah back until the price reaches the levels that they want? It would be a disaster. And the other thing is the magic of money. Why anybody would believe in money is mad. It must be that it was a gezeirah min hashamayim that people should accept currency. So for Yeshurim Ha'alam Adveyah she hates say, because why would anybody put the, yeah, I mean, what, a dollar? Piece of paper? It's the same idea. You're being samech on the tzura rather than on the metal.
No, I think it was 1971 when Nixon took money off the gold standard.
What was going to
happen?
Yeah, it worked perfectly well. Fooled everybody.
But we aren't collecting from a thousand.
I don't know if we are anymore. We lost all the originals.
Doesn't the Midrash say Avraham Avinu worked his money? I thought that was.
So he meant it. It didn't say with the yotzi.
when they did it then, didn't it have the weight of gold and that the image tells you that it had that weight?
No, but the image that would be relied on, despite the fact that it was no longer precisely what it was. You didn't measure the actual.
You didn't weigh it.
Yeah, exactly. It was already, people will accept it.
Well, nothing compared to that.
Oh, boy, they didn't know what the Gzera was. And who knows where it might go yet. If it got the end of it.
Stamp plastic.
Makom shenagu lasot melacha b'tishah ba'avosim. Makom shenagu shelo lasot melacha enosim. So here too we have a difference of minhagim. But b'chol makom talmidei chachamim b'tilin. Talmidei chachamim is certainly it's inappropriate for them to work on tishah b'av. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer la'olam ya'aseh adam atzmo talmid chacham. Even though normally a minhag of talmidei chachamim, if it's in a place where other people who aren't talmidei chachamim would work, would be considered to be a gaiva, yuhara. But as we'll see, Rav Shimon Gamliel's svara is not doing something passive is never viewed as yuhara, because people will just assume that you're a lazy good for nothing bum, which is what they assume about the talmidei chachamim anyway. So therefore, there's really no problem. But he's not saying it's a fear. He's saying there's an inyan to make yourself like a talmid chacham. Omar Shmuel, ein ta'anit b'tzibur b'babel. In Babel, they never developed the idea of Tanit Sipur, because the elements of Tanit Sipur was built, if you recall from the Gemara Tanit, around the need for rain. In Babel, they never had a problem of rain, because it was it's completely watery karka, and therefore they never developed an idea of Tanit Sipur. They had other tzores, perhaps, but those other tzores was a regular tanis. But as far as the big chumrah of the Tanit Sipur, where they had a whole seder in which it kept getting more and more chumrah for wooden rain, until it reached the point at which there was an Isser Mamlacha, and the Isser of eating began the night before, not only in the morning, and adding 24 brachot to the tefillah, and so on, all of those things, that didn't develop in Tisha B'Av, in the Bavel. The only time that we have those chiyuvim in Bavel is Tisha B'Av. Ah, so in other words, you're saying, L'meimah desava shvot Tisha B'Av, vein ha-shmashot shelo asur, are you then saying that according to Shmuel, the full chumrah of Ta'anit Sibur is including the Bein HaShmashot period, in which if I have a suffix whether now it's Yom V'Layla, I'm not allowed to eat, even though Tisha B'Av would only be a Derabbanan. So it will be Machron, a suffix, because this is saying it has the same Chumrah Tanit Sibur. The problem is that Shmuel says B'Feirush, V'Yom HaShmuel Tisha B'Av Bein HaShmashot Shelo Mutar. So how are you going to get out of this? I know what you're thinking. You're going to try to say, well, apparently Shmuel holds that all Tanit Sibur in the Sitzit Tomi Rabbanan, in the Suffolk, meaning in the time of Ben HaShvashat, is Mutar. So the Chitemi will try to tell me the obvious way out, is that Kasav HaShmuel Kol Tanit Sibur Ben HaShvashat Shalom Mutar. But that's impossible, because Anan Tanan Ochlin V'Shotim Miba'od Yom. What do you mean? This is a Mishnah. It's not up to Shmuel. What do you mean when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to continue to eat and drink while it's still day? V'Nogeh V'Tanit Sibur. What do you mean, while it's still day? In other words, L'muti Ben HaShvashat. But not once it becomes Ben HaShvashot. So apparently there's no way to get out of the fact that Tanit Sibur includes Ben HaShvashot. No, how do you know that's what the Mishnah means? Maybe the Mishnah simply means, on a Tanit Sibur, you're only allowed to eat during the daytime, because the night is usher, as opposed to regular Taniyot, where the whole night is mutter till the morning. But it doesn't mean Mibod Yom Lafuk Ben HaShvashot. So maybe that's the point. Once it's clearly night, after Tzeta Kochavim, then you can't eat. So perhaps indeed Shmuel is consistent. Tainis Tzibur itself, just like Tisha B'Av, is Mutar Ben HaShmashot. Neimeh Mesayele, Ein Ben Tisha B'Av L'Yom HaKippurim, Ela Shezeh Sveko Asur V'Zeh Sveko Mutar. The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is that a suffix of Yom Kippur is also to eat, because it's a diuraita. Suffix of Tisha B'Av is mutar to eat. Apparently, when you say suffix, what do you mean? My suffix or mutar? La ben hashmashot. Don't you mean that ben hashmashot, it's mutar to eat? No. It could be, like Rav Shisha Bar-David says, l'kviya d'yarcha. Suppose you live in a place in which you don't have communication to shliach yotze from a mokum and a bezdin, so you don't know if today's Yom Kippur or tomorrow's Yom Kippur. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, you'll have to fast both days, because Sveiko is Asur. Where it comes to Tisha B'Av, over there you don't have to be Mach. Fine. So Rachanani Mekiva the Yarcha, but how do we know that it means Ben Ashbashot? Maybe not, then you can't bring a raya from here. Dorash Rava, Ubrod, Umeinikot, Mit'anot, Umashlimot, Bo, Kederach, Shemit'anot, Umashlimot, Miyom HaKippuri. Rava said that Tisha B'Av is so chomor, that the same way that on Yom Kippur, even pregnant women, nursing women, have to be mit'aneh, the same is true of Tisha B'Av. Furthermore, said Rava, Ubein Ashmashot Shelo Asur. Not like what we saw before of Shmuel, who said that Ben Ashmashot of Tisha B'Av is mutar. Rava says Ben Ashmashot is also. V'chein Amru Mishmei the Rebbe Yochanan, that Ben Ashmashot of Tisha B'Av is Asur. Miyam Rebbe Yochanan Ochi, Miyam Rebbe Yochanan Tisha B'Av Eino Kitanit Zibur. How can we say that Rebbe Yochanan Paskins, that Ben Ashmashot is indeed Asur? Didn't Rebbe Yochanan say, don't give Tisha B'Av the same din as a Tainas Zibur? What does that mean? My love, Ben Ashmashot. In other words, don't be so machmir, but rather, Tisha B'Av, if there's a suffix meaning Ben Ashmashot, then it would be okay to eat. So is this a contradiction? I don't know. Maybe he was referring to Malacha. That not to do with Ben Ashmashot. Tanit Tibur would be Asur B'Malacha. Tisha B'Av Eino Kitanit Tibur, because it's not Asur B'Malacha. Well, I don't need Rabbi. I mean, the Mishnah told us what the din is in Malacha. Malacha Tanina, that it's dependent on Minhag. Makom Shenagu La'asot Malacha V'Tisha B'Av Osim. Makom Shenagu Shelo La'asot Eino Osim. And even if you try to tell me that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that everybody should be a Talmud Chacham, he's not saying that you have to not do Malacha. Philip Shimon ben Gamliel Amar Ela Dechiyati V'Lo Avid Lo Mirzik Yuara. All that he was saying is that if you don't do Malacha, even though you're not a Talmud Chacham, it does not look as if you're making yourself into a Baal Gaiva. Avol Meisa Lo Aser. Nobody asered it. I mean, so what do I need? It's a Beferisha Mishnah that it's not Aser and that it's only a minute. What do I need with Yochanan to tell me that it's not Aser like Yom Kippur, like that time Tzibur? Elamayinu Ketani Tzibur L'Tfilat Ni'ilah. What it means is that in the time Tzibur they always had a Tfilat Ni'ilah. But on the Tisha B'Av there's no Tfilat Ni'ilah. And that's what he meant when he said it's not the same as a regular Tanit Zibur. Rabbi Yochanan is that? How could Rabbi Yochanan be the one who said not to make to be koveya ni'ila om Rabbi Yochanan ulevai sheyitpalel adam v'alech kol hayom kulo? Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said you can daven all day long. So why can't I have a ni'ila if I like ni'ila? Who's going to yell at me? I'm in big favor of ni'ila. Rabbi Yochanan said if I want to I can daven all day. So I'm going to daven ni'ila. Okay. You want to? You want to. That's a rishus. He's saying there's no chiyuv of ni'ilah. What's the comparison? So there you're talking about chovah harashut. So on a tainis tzibur, you have a chiyuv of ni'ilah. On Tisha B'Av doesn't have that chumrah. And if you want to, you can say ni'ilah according to Rabbi Yochanan. But there's no chiyuv. V'ibay teimar. You know what? There's another possibility. Eino kitanit tzibur vis-a-vis the din of the esrim v'arba brachot. When instead of saying shmonasre brachot, we add an additional six brachot on a tainis tzibur. And therefore, you might think Tisha B'Av has been a Tanit Zibur. You need to have the expanded Tfilah. Gamay Shmalan, you say a normal, what we call Shmona Esra. If Papa Mar. So what do we have meanwhile? Look at all of the various issues that we have in Ogea, the differences, the possible differences. Question of Yisr Ben HaShmashot, question of Asiyas Malocha, question of the need for Tfilah Ne'ilah, the question for a change in the number of brachot in the Amidah from 18 to 24. Rav Papa says, look, the original pshat is indeed correct. We said Eino Kitani Tzibur, that it meant Ben Ashmashot, right? That's what we thought. It was our immediate response. And nonetheless, I say there's no problem Keneged Rav Yochanan, where he says that Eino Kitani Tzibur. Because when he said Eino Kitani Tzibur, what he meant was l'chumra. Eino ketanit tzibur k'rishonot. It's not like the opening tanit tzibur, meaning there were three taniot, which were, first of all, kal, in many ways, and the others, they were. It was mutati ben ashmashot during those. But certainly no chiyav even then. So that's what he was saying, eino ketanit tzibur, because you could eat even at night, and if they were tanit the way we have a tanit in the daytime. So he was saying they're not ketanit tzibur, meaning like the kula ketanit tzibur. They are rather like the chumra, and therefore, indeed, it would be asur. And that's what he was saying. That makes more sense. So elakachorot be asura. So then Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. If you're going to now claim that when Rabbi Yochanan said in Hilchot Tanit Zibur was being back here on Bein HaShemashot, so now you have a problem that we asked before, Ali B'Dishmur. Doesn't it say over here that the suffix is mutter, and the suffix, I would assume, refers to the suffix of Bein HaShemashot Shalom, in which case it's saying that Tisha B'Av is not chomor like the Achroinais, but rather is kal, and the Bein HaShemashot is mutter. As we answered before, there we said it was no raya, here we said it's no kasha, l'kviya de yarcha. But in achinami, l'kol advorim, other, in other senses, l'kol divrayim, zevizet shavim, v'sayel Rabbi Elazar, yomar Rabbi Elazar, if you're telling me that the only difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is the question of the suffix in kviya de yarcha, then that would mean that when it comes to the chumrah of Rabbi Elazar, he's absolutely right. Because he said, "Asur lo la adam she yoshit etzba'o b'mayim b'tisha b'av k'derach she'asur lo yoshit etzba'o b'yom ha'kippurim." He, in fact, is saying that the same chumrah that we have on Yom Kippur, that the iser of rechitza includes even sticking your finger into water, is true on Yom Kippur as well, and indeed on Tisha B'av as well, and indeed on Machmir on Tisha B'av. Here it seems to be saying, on all levels, in other words, whether you're talking about Lekula, whether you're talking about Lechumra, the Tisha B'Av is exactly the same. But that would mean that whatever type of washing would be mutter on a tiny tzibur is also mutter on Tisha B'Av. And yet it says by Tainis Tzibur that even though they are also for Chitza, lo omra lako gufo, on a normal Tainis Tzibur, even on the Chamurais, you can't take a shower, but you can wash panava yadav raglo. There was no iser. So now we've just were medayik a minute ago that there's a chumrah of Tisha B'Av to be the same as Yom Kippur. But on the other hand, it says that Tisha B'Av has the same din, whether it's mashma, I mean, it doesn't say beferish, but when it says the same din, certainly sounds like it's saying whether it's a chumra or kula. So if on a tiny tzibur you're allowed to wash your face and your hands, why can we be medayik, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, that you cannot even stick your little finger into water on Tisha B'Av? Amr Fapa. No, the Tana. When he said ein bein, was not referring to ein bein in terms of the chumra and kula. The ein beins that we're talking about are always going on what is most kule katani. In other words, ein bein Tisha B'Av, l'yom ha'kippurim, there's nothing kal on Tisha B'Av, l'yom ha'kippurim, other than sveiko asur, and so on. And when it says ein of bein Tisha B'Av, it means there's nothing on Tisha B'Av that's kal. It's not saying that the dinim are exactly the same. We weren't referring to the chumras. There may be indeed chumras of Tisha B'Av over Tanis Tzibur, which we could be medayik from the connection to Yom HaKippurim. But the implications of our Tana, there was a whole list of ein beins, remember. Of course, that's from Megillah and Purim Sugya. Because why is it a Purim and Megillah Sugya? Because five initial discerning in Purim until he can't make beins, right? Adelo yoda bein. And therefore, we have all of the dinim of ein bein in Megillah, which of course relates to our Gemara today of Havdalah. Because you can't make Havdalah if there's any bain. Okay. So it's all one big happy sugya, and we're preparing ourselves for Purim, and now we can...
That wasn't correct to you.
Yom Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yefes, Yom Rabbi Yochanan. All right. Mevorachim al Ohur, Bein B'Mitzvah, Shabbos Bein B'Mitzvah, Yom HaKippurim, V'chein Amad Divar, Meisra. Ein Mevorachim al Ohur, Elo B'Mitzvah, Shabbos, Ovis, Kibbutz, B'Yal, Sayhu. The kivan shiroeh mevorach miyad. Rabbi Yehuda omers sodran alakos. The omer Rabbi Yochanan lo Rabbi Yehuda. Lo kasha kanbur shishavat kanbur hayotzim neitzim min avanim. And indeed tani chada ur hayotzim neitzim min avanim mevorachim ala. But tani chada ein mevorachim ala. Lo kasha kanbur motzei shabbat kanbur motzei yom kippurim. Rabbi Mefazran Rabbiya Mechans Om Rabbi Yisuk Barvadim FLP Sherebi Mefazran Choser Vesodran Alakos Kedei Lotzi Banav Vnei Bito Ud Bumotzei Shabbat Ibri Votan Yasra Adavonim Nivru Berav Shabbat Ben Hashmashot Elohim Be'er Haman Keshet Ktav Mikhtav Luchot Kivrosho Moshe Ma'ara Shamat Bo Moshe Ve'liyo Ptichat Pi Aton Uptichat Pi Aretz Vo'at Arashayim Rabbi Nechem Omer Mishum Aviv Afa Ur Va'aperet Rabbi Yoshiya Omer Mishum Aviv Afa Ayil Va'ashamir Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afatzvat, who I am Omer, look, Tzavta, Betzavta, Mitzavta. Betrat, Tzavta, Kamaita, Man Avid, Alai, Biri, Abide, Shomaimi. Omar Le, Efshe, Yaseno, Betfus, Vikvena, Kevan, Alai, Biri, Abide, Adami. Anyway, look, Kasha, Hoba, or Didan, Hoba, or Digainam. Ur didan b'motzei Shabbat, ur digenam b'erev Shabbat. Ur digenam b'erev Shabbat Ibrei. V'atanya shiva dvarim nivru kodim shenivra olam v'elohei. Torah v'teshuva v'gan Eden v'genom v'kisei hakavod v'bet ha-mikdash v'shvrosh v'mashiyah. Torah d'ekhtiv Hashem kadani reshit darko. Tshuva d'ekhtiv v'terem arim yulodu. V'ekhtiv t'ashe v'en ha-shadaka. V'atom ha-shuvu b'nei adan. גן עדן דכתיב הייתה השם אלוקים גן בעדן מקדם גיהנום דכתיב כי ארוך מאתמול תופתה כיסא הכבוד בבית המקדש דכתיב כיסא כבוד מרום הראשון מקום מקדשנו שמו של משיח דכתיב יהי שמו לעולם לפני שמש ינון שמו אמרי חללה הוא דנברא קודם שנברא העולם but אורדי די בערב שבת nope, doesn't work because אורדי די בערב שבת עברי ואותני רבי יוסי אומר אור שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא בשני בשבת אין לו קביעה לעולם שנאמר ויצאו וראו בפגרי האנשים הפושעים בי כי תולעתם לא תמות ואישם לא תכבה ואומר רבי בנה ברי דרבולה מפני מה לא נאמר כי טוב בשני בשבת מפני שנברא בו אור של גיהנם ואומר רבי לזה אף הפי שלא נאמר בו כי טוב חזר וכללו בשישי שנאמר ויער אלוהים את כל אשר עשה והנה טוב מאוד So we'll have to say there's three stages. Chalala kodem shenivra olam, ur didei b'sheni b'shabbat, ur didan b'machshava l'alibarot b'erev shabbat, v'lo nivra ad motzei shabbat. The Tanur Rabbi Yosef Yomer, shnei dvarim alu b'machshava, libarot b'erev shabbat, v'lo nivra ad motzei shabbat, u'b'motzei shabbat natan ha-kadosh baruch hu deya b'adam ha-rishon, v'hein dugma shemala, v'hevi shnei avanim v'tachanam zu b'zu, v'yatsa mehen ur. והביא שתי בהמות והרכיב זו בזו ויצא מהן פרד. The contrast to the gods desiring to keep men from fire is very very bolet and a fundamental cultural difference, no? רבי שמעון בן גמליאל אומר פרד בימי ענה היה שנאמר הוא ענה אשר מצאת הימים במדבר דורשי חמורות היו אומרים ענה פסול היה לפירך הביא פסול לעולם שנאמר אלו בני סייר אחורי and there it says ענה and together with צבעון וכתיב אלו בני צבעון והיה וענה אלו מלמד שבא צבעון על אמו והוליד ממנה ענה ודלמה תשרי ענה הווה אומר רוב אמין המילס לשבור מלכה המסלף לא אמרה ומנו שמואל some say רב פאפה said אמין המילס לשבור מלכה המסלף לא אמרה ומנו רוב אומר קרוא הוא ענה That means who ana de meikara? Tanu rabbanan asar dvarim nivru berev Shabbat ben hashmashot. Ve'elohein ve'er man keshet k'tav mechtav luchot kibrosh Moshe ma'ara shemad ba Moshe leyo p'tichat piyaton p'tichat piyartzid lo atarashayim yesh omrim af maklor shel Aaron shkidei ofrachia ve'yesh omrim af amazikim ve'yesh omrim af bigdor shel adam arishon. Tanu rabbanan shiva dvarim mechusim b'pnei adam ve'elohein. יום המיטה ויום הנחמה ועומק הדין ואין אדם יודע מה בליבו של חברו ואין אדם יודע במה מסתכר ומלכות בית דוד מתי תחזור ומלכות חייבת מתי תחלה תנו רבנו שלוש דבורם עלו במחשב עלו בהיראות ואם לא עלו די שלוש שלב על המת שיצריח על המת שישתכר מן הלב ועל התבועה שתרכב ויש אומרים על המטבע שיצא מוקם שנוגו לעשות מלאכה בתשעה בבוסים מוקם שנוגו שלא לעשות מלאכה אין עושים ובכל מוקם תלמידי חכמים בטלים ובשמן בגמליאל אומר לעולם יעשה אדם עצמו תלמיד חכם אומר שמו אם תענית ציבור בבבל על התשעה בבבל למה אם את עשה בשמו תשעה בבין השפשות שלו אסור ואומר שמו תשעה בבין השפשות שלו מותר וחית אם הכסוף השמו עול תענית ציבור בין השפשות שלו מותר זה בפרש המשלה לצז אוכלים ושותים מבעוד יום I assume מבעוד יום אז למותי מי לב למותי בין השמשות לא וישמו לרנס למותי משך השכה נאמה מסייר לי אין בין תשעה בעוד ליום הכיפורים אלא שזה ספקו אסור וזה ספקו מותר apparently ספקו מותר is a reference to בין השמשות not necessarily כדאום רב שישי ברד רבידי לקביע דיירך חינם לקביע דיירך דור השרבה וברות ומניקות מתנות ומשלימות בו כדרך שמתנות ומשלימות ביום הכיפורים ובין השמשות שלו אסור וכן אמר בשביל רבי יוחנן. מי אמר רבי יוחנן? אחיו אמר רבי יוחנן תשעה באב אינו קטני ציבור. Doesn't that refer to בין השמשות to say that it's מותר? No, it means למלאכה. מלאכה? That's a Mishnah מפורשת. מקום שנהגו לעשות מלאכה בתשעה באב עושים, מקום שנהגו שלא לעשות אינו עושים. So obviously it's not an Isser. Even רב שמעון בן גמליאל, who says it's better to be like a Talmud Chacham, all he was saying is the chiyati v'lo avid lo michzik yurai. He certainly didn't say that it's aser. Elamayinu ketani tzibur in terms of tefillat ni'ilah. What? But Rabbi Yochanan likes tefillat ni'ilah. Om Rabbi Yochanan v'ayshit palel adam v'olei kolayam kulot. No, atam chovah. There's no chovah ni'ilah like there is on the ketani tzibur. Hacharishut. When we say it's not ketani tzibur, maybe referring to the additional brachot in the tefillah l'isrimvarba. Rav Papa Amar Ma'anel ketani tzibur l'chumra. It's not like the Rishonot. It's like the Achronot, which is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan's statement that ben hashmashot is asura. Meisvei ein ben tisha b'alav liyom haKippurim. Ela shezeh sveko asur vezeh sveko mutar. I assume sveko means ben hashmashot, so it's against what he was saying. Rav Shisha Bar Ravidi, lo. It's a reference to Kfiyat Yarcha. Fine. That ends that. Now, new sugya. In other words, what you're saying is, though, that l'chol dvarim zevezeh shavim. Misayeh lo Rav Elazar. Dem Rav Elazar, asur lo la'adam, shiyoshit etzbo b'mayim b'tisha b'av, k'derek shasur lo shut etzbo b'yom ha-kippurim. Meis feyin b'in tisha b'av l'tanis sibur, ela shezeh asur b'asiyat malacha, v'zeh mutar b'asiyat malacha. Memakom shenagu halachol divrayim zevez hashavim, but legabi tanis tzibur it says beferish kisha amru asur brachitza lo amru ela kol gufo avopanav yadav raglav lo, and apparently tisha b'av should be the same, which is a contradiction to what we were just mendayik about tisha b'av being chomer like yom kippurim. Amrif papa tana kulei katani. There's no reference here to saying that something is kal necessarily.